The Wyoming Oil and Gas Conservation Commission introduced a rule this week designed to head off conflict between landowners and companies as drilling activity moves into populated areas of the state. But so far, reaction to the proposal has been less than positive. Wyoming Public Radio's energy reporter Stephanie Joyce joins us to talk about what's been proposed and why landowners are not happy with it. Stephanie, at the center of this debate are something called setbacks. What exactly is a setback and why is it so important?
Yeah, Bob. So a setback is the distance between wells and houses, schools, hospitals, those kind of things. And the state's current setback rule is more than 40 years old. It says that wells have to be 350 feet from occupied structures, which is about the length of a football field. And pretty much everyone agrees that that distance no longer makes sense. Back when the rule was written, all of the wells were vertical, and most drilling happened in rural areas of the state, pretty far away from people and houses. And today, with horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing or fracking, development is happening in populated areas. And anyone who's driven to Colorado recently knows what I'm talking about. A few weeks ago, I drove past a subdivision down there, and there was a pump jack in front of the house and a drilling rig behind it. And while that's not happening in Wyoming yet, there's definitely increasing interest in areas like Laramie County and up in the Powder River Basin. And so I think the commission is trying to get out ahead of that with these proposed rules.
And so these rules propose increasing the setback distance. What are the details there?
Yeah, so the Oil and Gas Commission released the proposed rules at their meeting on Tuesday, and the full text is 3 pages long. Anyone who wants to read the full version of that can check it out at our website, wyomingpublicmedia.org. But to summarize, the new setback would be 500 feet, so 150 feet more than it is right now. That's less than the 750 feet that the commission's staff had originally proposed. But there are some additional things that weren't in the draft rules, which are in these rules, and those are kind of a big deal. The first one is that companies would have to notify landowners living within 1,000 feet of a well pad of their drilling plans between 30 and 180 days before drilling starts. The second is that companies would have to submit a mitigation plan to the oil and gas supervisor detailing how they're going to minimize impacts to the neighbors. They wouldn't be able to start drilling until that plan is approved, so depending on how strict the supervisor decided to be, that could be a huge deal.
Now, the landowners who originally petitioned for the commission to the setbacks, what did they think about all this?
Well, in short, I'd say that they aren't thrilled. The subject line of the press release from the Powder River Basin Resource Council said that landowners are, quote, outraged. And I spoke with Jill Morrison, who works for the group, after the commission's meeting, and she basically said they feel like the commission threw them under the bus.
Well, the homeowners and landowners we work with, we had a heads up that it was going to be only 500 feet setback. And when we discussed that with people who are going to be impacted, they were very, very upset.
So the Powder River Basin Resource Council and several other landowner groups had proposed a quarter mile setback, so almost three times the distance the commission decided to put their weight behind. And in the group's opinion, the notification and mitigation requirements are basically useless because of the between 180 and 30 days beforehand clause. Obviously, 30 days before a company starts drilling, that's not a lot of time for negotiations over, say, where to put a well pad, or even, the group says, for things like building sound barriers and flare covers.
What do the commissioners have to say about this assessment that the notification and mitigation requirements are useless?
Well, obviously, they disagree. I spoke with two commissioners, Governor Matt Mead and Oil and Gas Supervisor Mark Watson, and they both emphasized that this is a huge improvement over the existing rules and said that the requirements will really force companies to come to the table with landowners. I asked Watson why the commission decided to go with a 500-foot setback instead of the staff's proposal for 750 feet, and he said it was because of the issue of waste. The Conservation Commission is supposed to maximize recovery of the oil and gas, and they say that a larger setback would be a problem for getting all of the mineral out of the ground. That's not exactly what landowners want to hear. In the Powder River Basin Resource Council press release, Teresa Massey, who's a Cheyenne landowner, is quoted challenging the commissioners to live within 500 feet of a well themselves. So I asked Governor Mead if he would live within 500 feet of a well.
Well, yeah, you know, if I had a well out there, I mean, but this is one of the reasons we want to look at it. And so, you know, the Powder River, I guess, would not want to do anything.
So, in short, some disagreement over whether the proposal is good enough.
But the proposal still could change. I mean, it is out for public comment, right?
Yes, the proposal is out for public comment for the next 45 days, and landowner groups have already said that they're going to organize and push for changes to it. Governor Mead has said repeatedly that he wants Wyoming to be a leader in this area. He doesn't want the situation in Wyoming to be like it is in Colorado, very contentious, very litigious, and the next few months should be an interesting test of whether that's possible.
Wyoming Public Radio, Stephanie Joyce, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.